This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. agriculture officials learned yesterday that the Holstein in the state of Washington affected with mad cow disease was older than originally thought. That means the cow was born before regulations went into effect that are supposed to prevent transmission of the disease. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Officials initially thought the cow was born in 1999, 2 years after Canada and the U.S. banned the feeding of cattle parts to other cattle. That practice is how mad cow disease spread in Europe. USDA chief veterinarian Ron DeHaven said he spoke to the owner of the cow's herd over the weekend. The owner told DeHaven the cow was born in Canada several months before the ban went into effect.
The age of the animal is especially important in that it is a likely explanation as to how this animal would have become infected. She would have been born before feed bans were implemented in North America.
Now that records of the cow's early life are available, Food and Drug Administration officials want to know just what she ate. But the FDA's Stephen Sunlove says it won't be easy.
The event obviously occurred a number of years ago. We can't pinpoint the exact time at which the animal may have consumed contaminated feed. Feed is purchased from a number of different outlets, and even those outlets source their materials from various different places.
The USDA and FDA have been criticized for a lack of rules. The USDA has only been testing cattle that have difficulty walking when they arrive at the slaughterhouse. Also, there's no national tracking system for cattle. And farmers are allowed to feed cattle remains to chickens and pigs, then feed the potentially infectious sweepings from the pens back to cattle. DeHaven says his agency is considering new regulations.
Should we increase our testing? If so, which animals should we focus that additional testing on? Should we consider removal of the specified risk materials from a broader population? Do we need to make improvements to our existing feed ban?
What DeHaven, Sunlove, and the cattle industry most want to know is, where did the Washington State Holstein get mad cow disease? And are there other sick cattle out there? The version of the disease that hits people occasionally occurs spontaneously. DeHaven says if that's what happened to the cow here, it's going to be nearly impossible to prove. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.